Gold and silver these days are on everybody's minds, and rightly so. While the euro and dollar are dying a slow and certain death, savvy investors, sovereign nations, and even particular far-sighted American states are pursuing the pot at the end of fiat money's rainstorm. Gold, that is. Pure, radiant, luminescent gold. Vladimir Putin, always on top of his game, is working with Angela Merkel, differences in worldview and affiliations notwithstanding, to establish a Moscow-Berlin axis complete with a gold-backed monetary system aimed at replacing the dollar as the world's reserve currency. And did you know that China, foreseeing the inevitable demise of the euro and the dollar, has installed its first gold-dispensing ATM machine in Beijing, with 2,000 more to come? India, not to be left out, in response to popular demand for real money, is distributing gold coins in its post offices, while here in America, the best we can bargain for are commemorative stamps. Recently, the state of Utah celebrated a new law that made gold and silver legal tender for its own people. Many legislators from other states attended this very first Utah Monetary Conference, which put forth a financial declaration of independence, whereby it could opt out from the Federal Reserve Bank's perpetual debt enslavement, whose ownership and oversight is in the hands of international Jewry. The watershed of our economic collapse that millions of jobless men and women are undergoing the swelling impact of was the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act at the turn of this, the 21st century. President Clinton, acting under orders from his kosher cabinet and relentless pressure from conniving fellow Jewish bankers, which included Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, Sanford Vail, and Alan Greenspan, knocked down the last remaining fence that prevented retail banks, brokerage firms, and insurance companies from merging into one collective shyster money-making machine. As we all know, the countless foreclosures tell a tragic story. The housing market eventually collapsed due to Clinton's repeal of Glass-Steagall. Thus today, bereft of property tax revenues, U.S. states are going belly up. Since that fateful housing bubble crisis in 2008, states have slashed some 500,000 positions, with an additional 300,000 cuts planned by the end of 2012. With our factories now sent overseas, Jewish finance capital, which underwrites the stocks of U.S. corporations and therefore dictates policy, has replaced our blue-collar workers with names like Chow, Fang, and Wong, and our white-collar workers with names like Aravinda, Deepak, and Mahatma. And it's going to take a lot more than a Gandhi to put it all back together again. The choice is between the private enrichment of Wall Street Jewish bankers or the public enrichment of a nationally owned financial system under responsible leadership whose loyalties are to the interests of the people first. We can begin the process, as Ron Paul urges, by ending the Fed that gouges Americans with interest-bearing debt as well as inflation around the world for every dollar it prints. And while the euro and dollar dies, monopoly money, owned and administered by global Jewry that controls all that is bought and sold, all the experts agree that you get out of the euro and dollar fast and fill your portfolios with pure, radiant, luminescent gold.